Pharmaceuticals developer Catalent will receive a 10-year tax break for expanding their South Patterson Drive facility. The Bloomington City Council adopted a resolution providing the tax break last night. The council passed the tax abatement in their February 13th meeting. The resolution passed last night confirmed the council's previous vote and provided a public hearing as required by law. There was no public comment last night. Brian Payne, the city's assistant director of small business development, reviewed the tax plan for the council. Payne said Catalent's proposed upgrades will increase the company's total assessed property value in Bloomington by $44 million. Payne said the estimated taxes Catalent would pay over 10 years would drop from $4.5 million to $2 million. After the 10-year tax break, Catalent will be taxed in full.
To receive this incentive, Catalent commits to invest $125 million in capital improvements and add 200 new positions at a minimum average salary of $66,500 plus benefits.
Payne said the tax break provides strong net benefits to the city. He cited $2.2 million in new tax revenue to the city and an additional $1 million in new county income taxes. He also points to an estimated $132 million additional dollars circulating in the community from the wages generated by new jobs. In making his case for the tax break, Payne added that Catalent's growth won't require the city to add any supporting infrastructure.
This is the highest return on incentive dollar for a commercial job creation tax abatement project in city recent history, as far as I'm aware in city history. The value we're getting in annual wage dollars to public dollars spent is twice the value we've gotten from previous tax abatements to the same entity.
Council member Susan Sandberg said she welcomes a new corporate entity that will be a good partner to the Bloomington community.
What we need are good jobs in this community. We need good jobs with good wages, with good benefits. And that is what this operation promises to provide. And so for that reason alone, I am in favor.
Councilmember Jim Sims also voiced support for the Catalent tax break and the jobs the company's expansion will create.
Is it a perfect world? No. Are we giving up some things to get some things? Yeah. But I think in the scale, the city is going to benefit longer term and at a higher rate than what we might perceive to give up.
Other council members didn't find supporting the tax break so easy. Council member Andy Ruff said he couldn't accept the tax break was critical to Catalent's Bloomington expansion. He said tax breaks should not be an automatic reward for creating new jobs and should only be granted if officials are confident a business couldn't operate without it.
I just cannot believe that a firm of this size, number one in the world for what they do internationally, globally, with the tiny portion of overall operating costs of doing business at this facility that this tax abatement represents, in a facility here that's already set up to do this, and it's just an expansion of that, that this abatement somehow makes it that it's not more efficient or to do it somewhere else. I can't quite accept that. I'm glad Catalent's making this investment here, and I'm hoping that they'll make every effort to hire all positions from existing local unemployed or underemployed people in the community.
Councilmember Allison Chopra echoed Ruff's comments. Chopra said that although she values new jobs, she believes tax breaks should be used as an incentive, not as a reward. She added that other local businesses are just as deserving of tax breaks.
Now, we have many, many local small and medium-sized businesses that offer jobs in this city and that also provide jobs, good-paying, living-wage jobs that sustain our economy, and they're not getting these tax abatements. And I bet you what they do is probably to scale if they were able to get tax abatements, you know, the size of the business and the number of employees they have, and if they could get a tax abatement, would be able to do what Catalent does at a smaller scale.
Ruff and Chopra were the only council members to vote against the resolution. Council member Steve Volan was absent.